Yo, what's up, everybody? It's your boy, Big Cozy, Too Cozy, aka the Durag King. I'm here with my homeboy, Relaxing Heel Jackson. But for tonight, on this special episode, he will be Mr. Carhartt because he's wearing a Carhartt skull. But it's the Highly Advised Podcast, episode 89. And what do you know? We're missing a member. And that member is Spence. Yeah. Shouts out to Spence. I hope Spence is doing well. But Spence, he just caught the flu. He stubbed his toe. He fell down the stairs.
That's what I was thinking.
So we won't see him until next week, hopefully. Hopefully the doctor gave him a Band-Aid and he's feeling better.
But Najee,
I hope not. That would be crazy. But Nigel, let the people know how you are, who you are, and also let them know where they can follow us before we get into today's episode or tonight's episode.
First and foremost, they can follow us at the Highly Advised Podcast on Instagram, the Highly Advised Podcast on YouTube, and Advise Highly on Twitter. That's first and foremost. Second of all, my name is Relaxing OG underscore Jackson, and I am having a beautiful night here chilling out with my friend in the Carhartt hat, I guess. You know, so things are peaceful. Things are definitely more pleasant than they've been in the last few days. So I am a happy man.
Mr. Carhartt, that's your thing.
So how was your weekend?
My weekend was good, man. I would say it's a chill weekend. It was a relaxing weekend. Okay. Nothing crazy happened. I actually spent some time with the family over the weekend as well. You know, I know that we kicked it in to watch the UFC fights, and of course, we'll get into it a little bit later. Yeah. But yeah, my weekend was cool for the most part. How about yours?
Oh, it wasn't so bad. You know what I mean? As you were over here, you know, you pretty much heard as to how my weekend went, and you know, that all started off. So that was kind of a crazy situation. So, you know, as you know, my neighbors, they've been having like a weird situation where they've been letting their dog poop in my yard, and that's been attracting cats to my yard. You know what I mean? They were bringing, they were bringing toilet paper up, covering up the dog poop. Little did I know until I went up to pick up the trash thinking it was just trash, ended up finding out that it was actually dog shit. Who would have thought? Right.
Damn.
So of course I'm upset, blah, blah, blah. You know, the cats are bringing their trash and da, 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 da. So pretty much long story short, a few days later, you know, I start hearing meowing coming from my house. And I was like, is there a cat in my house? So I'm sitting on the phone with Gilroy. Shout out to Gilroy. And I'm like, hey, man, do you hear that? And I put my phone up to the wall. And he hears like, meow, meow. All of a sudden, boom, come to find out, I think there's a cat in the house. So I'm like, all right. I call my landlord up. I call the city. You know what I mean? Hey, you know, we need to figure this cat situation out because I don't want it in my house. Everybody's like, hey, you know, you need to get the cat out, you know, before it dies and da-da-da-da-da. And I'm like, look, I don't give a damn about this cat. I just want it out of here at this point in time, right? So city comes out here to look at the cat. Or I'm sorry. Well, they came out here and I said, hey, I have a cat in my house. And she says, okay, well, it sounds like a squirrel. It sounds like it'll be a squirrel. And I'm like, no, like I hear a cat. It's been running back and forth above my head and meowing. I know a cat when I hear a cat. And she's like, yeah, well, it sounds like a squirrel. And we're looking around trying to see as the house getting in the house, da 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 da. Long story short, it didn't meow once while she was over here. You know, she's like, yeah, you know, if that squirrel comes out, lets me know. Like, maybe it could be a cat. Like, who knows? You know what I mean? And she was saying that, like, you know, it could have crawled throughout the attic and, you know, crawled down if there wasn't a cement block in between houses, which apparently most have. But I didn't think there was. So they leave. Come to find out, the cat starts meowing again. You heard it over the weekend. How did it sound to you?
Yeah, it was loud. I'm not going to reenact it on the air, but it was loud.
Did it sound like a squirrel to you?
I didn't know squirrels had, I didn't know that, you know how dogs bark and right. Cat meow.
Right.
Or a snake hisses.
Right.
I didn't know squirrels had something like that.
What do you expect? The squirrel to meow, I guess, is my point.
Absolutely not. If a squirrel meowed, I'd be like, that's just some like genetic freak show type shit that, you know, mutation and all sorts of bizarre things.
Did you hear anything running around and scratching and meowing the night you were over at my house?
Yeah, I heard something moving around and I heard stuff meowing.
Okay.
The scratching, I don't remember if it was scratching when I was there or not.
Well, it's all good.
But I definitely heard the moving and the meowing.
I recorded all of it. So at this point in time in the weekend, me and the cat have kind of became friends because I'm like, okay, well, I want this. I'm actually pulling for this thing to get out because I actually don't want it to die in my house.
Because
one, I don't want it to stink, but two, I'm starting to feel kind of bad because I've been hearing the thing meow for like 3 days.
Right.
So at this point in time, I knock on the door. I'm like, hey, you know, everything good in there? It meows back. Everything's good. You know what I mean? I know it's alive, you know? So yesterday I thought it actually died and I was like, oh shit. I was like, man, like this cat died in my house. I was about to start stinking. Towards the night, it starts meowing again. I'm like, yo, stay strong. We got this. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, hey, hold on until Monday morning, right?
Yeah.
Day hits. It is now Monday.
All right.
Friend of the show, David, stops by.
Shouts out to David, Ocean Blue Pest. Make sure y'all go check him out.
Let me tell you guys, the listeners, as to why you should check out David. David was better than the city, was better than anybody else about figuring out that this cat was actually in my house. I say, hey, what's going on? How are you? He steps in, da 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 da. I knock on the door, doom doom, meow. He's like, there's actually a cat in here. I'm like, yeah, I'm not bullshitting. Like, there's actually a cat. Like, you know what I mean? Like, nobody believed me, and I just don't understand why. Like, it was crazy. So he's like, all right, well, let's get this thing out. So he looks under my stairs. It's not there. Then he's like, is there an attic? I'm like, yeah, you know, we need to go up to the attic. He's up in the attic looking around. He's like, I'm not going to lie to you, man. I'm like, it's a nice attic, man. It's actually pretty decent. It's clean up here for an attic. You know what I mean? I was like, shit. He was like, there's even a cement wall in between. I even tell him that part. I was like, fuck. So I was just like, man, like, maybe there's not a cat in here. At this point in time, I'm starting to doubt myself. Because I'm just like, I know that I heard this cat.
Yeah. So
he's like, all right. He's like, let's go and look around. So we get to the backyard. He's looking around. Now he looks towards the door where I keep my lawnmower at.
Yeah.
He's like, let's look in there. First things he sees, cat shit. And I was like, boom. Okay, so there is a cat in there. He's like, yeah, this was a for sure cat in there. There's like a hole similar to the attic outside leading to a crawl space in between my you know, first floor and my second, right?
Yeah.
So boom, he's like, all right. He's like, you got any tuna? I was like, yeah. He's like, all right, give me the tuna. He puts it in the cage. He's waiting for the cat, right? The cat obviously smells the tuna, knows that people are around, and starts meowing frantically. It's like, meow, meow, it's trying to get out, right?
Yeah, so going hard.
Yeah, it started going hard. So we're like, all right, how are we going to get out of here? So I went to YouTube. I pulled up a video of a cat attracting another cat, you know what I mean? I started doing it like it was a magnet against the wall. It's like, meow,
that's meow, crazy. Meow. Shit.
I'm hearing it go along the walls. I'm trying to get outside my house. So I look outside. And then it's boom, it pops up in the hole. It's like, ah, I was like, oh shit. Yeah. It was kind of crazy. So like, I was like, oh, okay. So it jumps out the hole or whatever. And then it lands on the ground. It looks at me and David. We look back at it. It tries to come in my house. I'm like, get out of here. You know, get out of here. Right.
Damn. So I thought he was going to keep the cat after all that.
Nah, man. So look, it actually gets a little crazier. So while we were looking for the cat, he sees a vent on my outside. He's like, and we see another cat walking down the street. And he's like, it looks like the cats are trying to communicate, right?
Yeah. So
later on in the day.
This is fucking crazy. This shit is crazy.
I have it on video, man. This shit is so wild. I kid you not. So like later on in the day, this cat was black and white with a red, you know, collar on with a bell on it. See another cat. Black and white, walking around outside, and lands on my windowsill underneath the vent that David had pointed out earlier in the day. So we knew what the fuck he was talking about.
Cat's
there. It's looking for something. It looks underneath my car. It doesn't see anything. And then the cat just sits in the middle of the street like it's like sad. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, damn, I lost something.
Yeah.
15 minutes later, the other cat with the red collar pops up. They see each other. They like nuzzle noses. I'm like, oh, shit. Like, this must be this cat's like son or something like that, but they were clearly like related cats. So I was like, all right, cool. So they come, they tried to come in my house again. I scared them off. I was like, get the fuck out of here. And that's pretty much the end of the story. But like, yeah, it was a crazy predicament to say the least.
That is a crazy scenario with cats. I really thought at the end of it, you said like, yeah, I took it to PetSmart and, you know, bought a cage and got it cleaned up. But like, for real though, like that is a crazy story. And that's a story you should write about. You should definitely keep that for real. You should write about that. So when you do your autobiography, that's gotta be a solid chapter about the cat.
Yeah, man, that cat, it's a wild situation, but I'm glad that the cat is out of my house. It is safe, hopefully somewhere else with that other cat. I don't care at this point in time, as long as it does not die in my house. I'm very thankful. Thank you, David.
I was going to say shouts out to David. Did he give you any tips to keep the cats away?
I mean, I'll just keep my door closed. You know what I mean? Like, it was cracked. So I'm sure like the cat must have just walked in there.
Yeah.
You know, unwittingly and got stuck.
You cleaned up the cat poop, right?
Absolutely. No.
Okay. I was about to say, man, you can't be letting that shit sit there.
No, man. And that dog shit's crazy too. But my neighbors are a whole another story. That I'll save that one for another day. That's
okay. That's because you told me some shit already, and I'm like, damn.
You've seen some shit. So
Yeah, man.
But I mean, my bad. Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say to the listeners, like listeners who just heard that fantastic story, Nigel always has some story. And at Nigel's house, there's some unique individuals that live near him. And it's crazy, listen, even though you'll never see where Nigel lives and you will never know where he lives, he has a unique neighborhood. These neighbors are very special in their own ways. They like to do unique things. And I don't understand why they like to do these things, but they do it. And they do it at random times of the day and random times at the night. It's fucking crazy. It's like out of a movie or something. But hey, it is what it is. Nigel, I'm sorry you got to deal with that. The cat story is crazy though. But add that to the list of all the other crazy shit that you have.
Yeah, man. Fuck my neighbors. Like, I'll just say that. Nah, some of them aren't that bad, but I mean, like, the other ones, like, I don't like them. But you know what I mean? I'll just try to ignore them and do my own thing. So, you know, shouts out to them. I'll be ignoring them watching the football season when that starts up again, which will actually have Tom Brady in it.
Yeah, this shit, let's just talk about it. Man, I feel like, let's just talk about it, man. I feel like Tom Brady is, I already said it right along with Spence a couple episodes ago, actually. The guy is the fucking, he's the GOAT, right? When he retired, everybody was kind of like showering him and reminiscing on his career, whatever. And then 6 weeks later, the guy, or 7 weeks now, the guy was kind of like, hey, fuck it. I'm coming back. So of course everybody on the internet talking shit, they're like, yo, he got so sick and tired of, you know, his wife and the kids that he went back to work and all these other things. And I just think that, you know, I didn't think the guy really wanted to retire anyway. I felt like him losing to the Rams in the playoffs as early in the playoffs that he lost to the Rams, if that makes sense, listeners. I felt like that probably put a bad taste in his mouth. So to me, I was just kind of, in my mind, I was like, he doesn't want to go out like that. He wants to do one more. I felt like if he did win the MVP, though, over Aaron Rodgers, he probably would have stayed retired. But I think that since, you know, his season ended and he got no type of big accolade, he was probably like, eh. No, I think Tom is going to keep playing until he can't play no more, like physically.
You know, I'm hoping it doesn't get to that point. That's the one thing I did like about his retirement. Like, he kind of went out on his own terms. He said, hey, I've done enough. You know, thanks, da-da-da-da-da. I'm not necessarily, well, I'm not going to lie. I was hoping he stayed retired. You know what I mean? Because I just felt like he was, you know, he had done enough. But honestly, with him unretiring and I guess going to the Buccaneers again, I'm not really that upset. As long as he wasn't in the AFC, because the AFC is already super stacked with quarterbacks. I don't think he would have even came back to the AFC if that was an option, if I'm going to be honest. But You know what I mean? Like, it's, there's too many people there. Like, and you got Deshaun Watson there now, and fucking Matt Ryan. You have literally every other good to decent quarterback that's in the league, except for like three or four. So, I mean, like, shouts out to him, I guess, but those other teams are going to have to worry about that, to say the least.
Oh, well. I mean,
your team's gonna worry about it.
Shouts out to Tom Brady. Shouts out to my team, which sucks. So, yeah, but moving along with sports, another piece of big news, listeners. I don't know if whoever watches basketball, college basketball to be more specific, but March Madness is going on currently as we speak. Actually, as we speak right now. And when this episode drops, it'll be the start of the Sweet 16 portion of the March Madness tournament. So far, as the time of this recording, the first two rounds are now over. I think there's no perfect bracket left in America, according to ESPN. So it's been a crazy first two rounds. I'm not going to lie. A lot of upsets. I think the Kentucky one was kind of like a shocker for a lot of people. St. Peter's then knocked out Kentucky, then they ended up beating Murray State. Now, Murray State is not that impressive, but with the fact that it's a 15 seed team knocking off a number two, then they're knocking off another team that's still seeded higher than they are. It's crazy. And then the University of Miami, they beat Auburn, which was another number two team. So I just think that this March Madness has been crazy. There's been good upsets, obviously, because it busted everybody's brackets. I'm excited for the Sweet 16. My pick to win the national championship, Gonzaga, you know, still in there, but still looking like favorites. I'm a little surprised that Baylor lost. I'm not going to lie. I thought they were going to be a Final Four team. But, hey, it is what it is. Najee, what do you think of March Madness so far?
I thought Villanova was going to actually go further, if I'm not mistaken. But, I mean, I guess that is what it is. I think Kansas is going to make it pretty far. You know, the games have been kind of entertaining. I was surprised that Delaware made it, University of Delaware. Shouts out to them. Even though it looks like they – I don't want to speak of the players, but I'll just say that what I'll say about Delaware is this, right? They just kind of look like they, at the end of the game, they're just kind of happy to be there, like they were expecting to lose. But what I did see this weekend, on the other hand, was the UFC event that happened in London with Alexander Volkov and Tom Aspinall. We watched it together. What were your thoughts?
I thought so far this UFC London card was card of the year. The main event, the co-main event, the featured bouts, I felt like the main card just delivered. People were saying like it felt like a pay-per-view of the old days. I exactly felt the same. I thought it was a great card, good card. The two people that impressed me the most on that night was Arnold Allen and Tom Aspinall, But I think that those two gentlemen were looking at future top contenders in their respective divisions.
You know, I thought that Tom Aspinall was pretty impressive getting his first round stoppage in there with the Kimura. You know, I think that Alexander Volkov is a pretty proven person. I thought that that was a great matchup to be made for the heavyweight division because you have a veteran going against an up-and-comer. And you had the same thing going on with Arnold Allen versus Dan Hooker. Dan Hooker's had a really tough run, and I think people also need to say that when they're talking about his record, at least in his last five fights. I think, you know, when you look at the murderer's row of people that he's faced, it's not surprising that he's going to take a loss here and there. He might have lost to two future champions, and I think, Dustin Poirier and somebody else, but I can't remember who.
But he lost to Islam.
He lost to Islam, but that's what I meant by one up and comer. But regardless, you know, I thought that was pretty cool. The Paddy Pimblett fight, I'm not very excited about Paddy Pimblett. I know a lot of people are starting to talk about his name. I keep on hearing his name being brought up in places that aren't MMA. I think he has a look, and I think he has exciting fights. But let's not get that confused for, you know, being the next Conor McGregor. There's a reason why Conor McGregor had so much hype coming into where he was. Like, he was knocking people out for the most part, and he was very impressive why he did it, even calling it sometimes, you know, this is not that. And I'm not saying that to be a hater. I'm saying that because that's what it is. So, like, you know, I think people need to realize that before they, you know, get too caught up in the hype train. But I mean, shouts out to him, though, because he is winning his fights. I think he should fight the guy who won first on the card. I can't remember his name, but they clearly have some beef.
Yeah. Forgive me if I mispronounce his name, but I think it's Ilia Topuria or something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah, he knocked out Jai Herbert. He knocked him out viciously, too, in the second round of their fight. That was
stiff.
Yeah, that was a crazy knockout. And even though I'm not a big fan of this next fight I'm going to mention, you got to give credit where credit is due. The meatball Molly McMahon.
Yes.
Yeah, she the way she used the spinning back elbow and she knocked that girl cleanly out. I'm not familiar with the lady that she fought, but the way she knocked her clean out was just like, okay, you know, that could be talked about as one of the best female knockouts of all time.
Yeah,
and it was good. Now, as far as what I think, how far Molly would go on her path to the title, I don't know if it's going to be that far. I thought she was a flyweight, but she's actually a bantamweight, and that's like the best women's division, right? Well, no, I think strawweight is, but bantamweight has some tough women in there, and I don't know if Molly can compete at the top with that. I really don't. But that being said, congratulations to her because she definitely had a good knockout. Like I said, Topuria had a great knockout. The only boring fight that I've seen that night, even the prelims were good, but the only boring fight that I would say is the Gunnar Nelson fight. I felt like that fight was slow. You know, the dude that came out on short notice to fight him was just, obviously, you know, he showed up, got a paycheck, and that's about it. So, I don't know.
No, I agree. Like, that fight was definitely kind of like the downside of the card. Everything else had a little bit of, I'll say, entertainment to it. But to me, Gunnar Nelson, I don't really feel like he's going to necessarily wow anybody when he fights unless he's actually knocking them out, which I think, you know, as good as his ground game is, he's not really necessarily worried about that. He just wants to get the win.
Yeah.
Now, also, the first fight on the card, Muhammad Makhachev, he got a really quick submission. That was pretty impressive. I just wanted to shout him out real quick before we moved on to anything else. I was just like, wow. You know what I mean?
I want to give a shout out to Leon Edwards too, because apparently Dana White was saying that the main event for this London card was supposed to be Leon Edwards versus Kamaru Usman, but Kamaru Usman just got hand surgery, so he couldn't make the fight. So, but Leon is still going to get that fight despite what Conor McGregor says. So,
that's a topic for another day, man. A topic for another day. You know,
we'll
move on from Conor and talk about Kanye. Well, you know what I mean?
Another controversial figure.
Yeah, definitely in different realms, but, you know, they have a lot to say, both of them. So I know you watched Genius. We talked about it before, but we didn't really get into it. So what did you think of the show?
I thought it was good. It was very entertaining. I enjoyed the first two episodes a whole lot. The third episode was all right. It wasn't all that to me. But the first two episodes, I think they were really good. I think I liked how his career is really documented, some of the struggles that he was going through music industry wise. I liked the on-screen relationship between him and his mom. I think that was real cool to see. And it goes to show that him and his mom were really close. After watching this documentary, it just goes to show that Kanye is a very interesting individual. Don't want to say normal or whatever like that, because I'm not trying to disrespect Kanye. And I'm a Kanye West fan. I like his music. But what I'm saying is, he's vastly different than his counterparts in the early 2000s. Like, and you've seen it, Nigel, when he was trying to, when before he even got signed to Rockefeller, he was just known as, hey, the producer that could produce some, you know, good beats. But Kanye didn't just want to be a producer. He actually wanted to be a rapper, and he wanted to be taken seriously as a good rapper. But everybody was just like crapping and shitting on the dude. And then some of the people that were putting on during that era, obviously you see today they can't hold a candle to Kanye. They're probably non-existent with their music career, unless you just happen to be a friend, a family member, and that's probably it. So like, and I just feel like the first two episodes really highlighted like all the shit he went through just to put out this first album.
That, to me, that was like the most notable thing about it, you know, watching him go through all this.
Spoiler alert, my bad.
Well, I think it's good, but I mean, just to see him go through all this stuff, like nobody really believed in him. Nobody really wanted to listen to his music. You know what I mean? Like he was so happy by like the smallest shit. Like Scarface was in the studio with him making music, and he said, "All right, that's what's up." And that was really all he said. But Kanye took that and ran with it. He was like, "Did you hear him?" He said, "That's what's up." You know what I mean? And like brightened his day. So you just saw like he was doing so much with like very little attention being brought to this project at the moment in time. But I mean, once he put out Through the Wire, you know, things really changed for him. It's like one thing that I'm seeing in life is like a lot of people won't really believe what you're trying to do until you do something to make them prove it. You know what I mean? Or prove it to them in some way, shape, or form is what I'll say. But I mean, like it's one of those things where you got to really believe in your vision if you feel like your vision is like strong enough, and clearly his was, and he believed in it.
Yeah, absolutely. Shouts out to Kanye. No, I didn't listen to Donda 2. I hope it comes on to Apple Music or at least somewhere I can listen to the album. But what I will say is I enjoy Genius. I don't know if it was you or Spence, but one of you guys said that it was supposed to be like a season two.
I mean, the way it was made, it just seems like they will be leading to something else. But I also haven't seen the third episode, so I have no idea.
All right, watch the third episode, and me will talk offline about it. My opinion is I don't think there should be a season two, but if they can make it happen, I'll watch it just to see how did they make it happen. But that's just my thoughts, listeners, on Genius. I thought Genius was pretty good.
Now, have you been hearing about what's been going on with him recently as far as the Grammys and whatnot, after he made all those jokes and whatnot about everybody?
So I heard a little bit, not heard, let me not say that. I read a little bit. So Kanye West made some derogatory, let me say his verbiage was derogatory towards the Grammys host of this year, which is Trevor Noah. I don't know if you're familiar with him, listeners, but he's kind of like a comedic news anchor, news host, or whatever. Is his show like Comedy Central or whatever like that? Something like that?
Yeah, it's on Comedy Central.
Yeah, there you go. So you can see like it's one of these, they're kind of like politically correct, but it's also they make fun of everybody that they're highlighting on the show. So I guess, you know, Kanye just said what he had to say, and the Grammys retaliated by being like, hey, that performance you were going to have on the show is done, zilch, nada. So now you have some people coming out kind of defending Kanye, but you have some people that supporting the Grammys decision as well. Trevor Noah actually said something very recently saying like, and I didn't know if he was joking by this, but he said, you know, I want to something, I meant counsel Kanye, not cancel Kanye. So like I said, I don't know if he meant it as a joke or he was being serious, whatever. But I think that's very interesting that Kanye got himself canceled from performing at the Grammys.
I mean, I guess people would say that Trevor Noah had something to do with him being canceled, or not canceled, but just taken off the show. You know what I mean? And I would assume that has to be true. I mean, he is the host of the show. If somebody, you know, called me a coon, I can't say I'd be necessarily very happy about that. So, I mean, no matter how funny everybody else thinks it is, I can't say that he has to think it's funny at all. You know what I mean? So, like, it is what it is. I don't blame Trevor Noah for feeling some type of way about it. But Kanye West is an interesting individual. He's low key kind of funny. Like, he's.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's it's just interesting to see all this go on. It's just another chapter in the life of Kanye, to say the least.
Hey, man, shouts out to Kanye. I mean, yeah. No coonery over here, man. Shouts out to Dr. Umar.
Is that the name of the episode? No coonery?
No. It should be Mr. Carhartt.
Mr. Carhartt. Maybe it will be.
Mr. Carhartt, please no coonery.
Mr. That's the full name?
Yeah. No. It's mad long.
Okay. Moving on from that to moving on to another dose of reality. Me and Lau recently watched She Single. This is pretty much a follow-up to the interview we had with the young women from She Single New York. Took out time to watch the first season. And, you know, I thought it was interesting. It was a little look into their lives, you know what I mean? Them as individuals to see as to what they have going on. You know, shouts out to everybody who came on the show and talked to us, you know, Chrissy, Kenya, Jesse, you know what I mean? I thought it was a decent look into their lives. Jesse, you know, if anything, the show showed her to be like a straightforward individual, you know, and that was kind of interesting to see. You know, Chrissy, you know, gave a little bit of background on her life, and Kenya had a lot to say, you know what I mean? And it was a good thing, actually. I thought it made the show, you know, work in the way it did. So, you know what I mean? Kudos to them for actually doing that.
Yeah, shouts out to the lovely ladies. And definitely after like doing this show, hopefully they could take the experiences that they gained from the show and they could apply it to like another show or other ventures in the entertainment space. So shouts out to them for even having the opportunity to even do a show just to get people like you and me to watch it, you know?
Yeah. So, I mean, kudos to them. You know, I'm curious to see the next thing they have to do for their careers and whatnot. I think Jessie just competed in another pageant, you know, and she got pretty far into it, if I'm not mistaken. So, you know, keep on doing your things.
Yeah. Shouts out to her. Now to close out the show, we're going from a positive with the ladies with She Single to a negative with an artist that just recently passed. This artist, me and Nigel have listened to this artist's music quite a bit. We're not going to sit there and lie and do the whole give flowers when they're dead type of thing, but we did listen to some of this guy's song. And the artist that just passed away was the artist named Gunu. He's a DMV artist. He had a buzz in the DMV area. People was messing with him. Like G Herbo was messing with him. Lil Yachty, Trippy Red. So he had some people that was on the mainstream level acknowledging him and rocking with him. Whether they're making music with him or not, I don't really know. But what I will say, also ASAP Ant as well. But he got, basically he was shot and killed. And it's just very unfortunate. Just definitely condolences to his peoples, his family, his friends, fans, supporters, all that. RP to Gunu. And hopefully this is another reason why that if you get some type of money, it doesn't look all that great as it is on these, through these music videos, through these songs, through the Instagram posts, because that lifestyle that those type of rappers are living are very real and very dangerous to the average person. So this wasn't the first time Gunu got shot. He got shot before too, that he he survived that. And unfortunately this time he didn't survive it, but that's the thing about that comes with this lifestyle. And hopefully the listeners or viewers or anybody, just if you can avoid living that lifestyle, just avoid it. It's not positive. It doesn't, if you don't get out of it, there's only two ways you end up, and you already know, dead or jail. So
yeah, man, unfortunately, man, like, it's kind of sad to see him pass. Like, he was so young, you know what I mean, for the most part. And I'm not going to say that it's unfortunate that he passed, him being so young. And he wasn't really, like, at the precipice of music, but he was actually on his way to being a little bit bigger than what he was. And I think, you know, it's sad that we won't get to see that fully play out in any way. You know, I guess that's the side of it, you know, when you're talking about that, you know, and you're living like that, you pay the price of that. And that's very sad that we saw it play out like that. RIP to the Wick, you know, shouts out to him and his family, you know, prayers.
Yeah, RIP. So now that we got that, man, that's two back-to-back episodes where somebody that we know of in the entertainment side of things passed away and died. First Scott Hall, RIP, now Good New, RIP. And you know, people pass away every day, and which is very unfortunate because nothing in this life is guaranteed but death and taxes.
Yeah.
So RIP to those two gentlemen I just said, or people, because I know some people are like, oh, they're not gentlemen, but you know, two people. Yeah, that's, I guess this is it for the show, man. I mean, we should try to end it on a lighter note, though.
Well, I mean, do you have any questions for the listeners? Maybe, you know, somebody is still checking us out and, you know, they have something to say. This is going to be a shorter episode, so maybe they, you know, have something to ask us, or there's something they're curious about. Maybe something you want to let them know.
Nothing. But
damn, you don't even care about the listeners. Wow.
The only thing I want the listeners to do is listen to our shit and shut up.
Okay. Where can they follow us at?
Hey, listeners, you guys can follow us at the Highly Advised Podcast on Instagram. Make sure you follow us there. Make sure that you share our shit. Make sure you let a friend, a family member know. Follow us on the Highly Advised Podcast on Instagram. Make sure you subscribe to us on our YouTube channel. Make sure you leave a like, comment, subscribe. Once again, tell a family member, tell a friend, subscribe to our YouTube channel at the Highly Advised Podcast. And make sure you follow us on Twitter too, at Advise Highly on Twitter. We should be posting a lot more things on there, but it is an active account. We are on Twitter. So, you know, give us a follow, shout us out, see, you know, what's going on with us and all that good stuff. Make sure you follow us on those three places, listeners, and we're probably won't follow you back.
You can follow me at relaxinglg_Jackson. That is Big Cozy Too Cozy. Shout out to Spence, aka St. Kitch. We will be back next week. Hopefully with a busier week and something happens. Jesus. Because nothing's happening.
It was kind of a slow week. I mean, I'm pretty sure we could always bring up things like the stuff going on with Ukraine, or talk about some business stock shit, or talk about like the new technologies coming out and shit like that. But I feel like not every week is going to be, is going to have a lot of things to talk about in a short amount of time. Some things do take a lot to talk about. So next week, listeners, I can guarantee you we'll probably have a better show. I think once Spence receives his Band-Aid and Neosporin for the bump on his toe that he had, he'll be able to come back and we'll have a great show. And not saying this show wasn't great, but this show's kind of chill, you know?
Play
this
song. Every show's a great show. With that being said, guys, you have been highly advised. We will see you guys next week. Be safe. Take care of yourself. Drink your water. Wash your hands. And wash your damn face.
You've been highly advised. Shasha.